我们先有一点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
主，我们又一次聚集在你的面前。
Lord, once again, we're gathered in your presence.
我们十分的感觉，这是何等的恩典。
How we feel this is so such grace.
因为什么时候我们愿意和你交通，你立刻就叫我们享用交通。
Because whenever we're willing to have fellowship with you, immediately you allow for us to enjoy that fellowship.
因着你的救恩，我们和你中间再没有间隔。
Because of your salvation, no longer is there any hindrance between you and us.
因此我们就坦然地来到你的面前等候你。
Therefore, we're able to come boldly in thy presence to await for thee.
我们一面仰望你给我们更多的怜悯。
On the one hand, we do look to thee for more grace.
一面我们求你扩充我们对你的爱慕和追求。
And we do also ask that you will enlarge our desire for you and our pursuit of you.
让你的荣耀的丰富可以充充满满的成为我们的丰满。
So that your glorious riches and abundance can become ours.
乃是要叫你从我们身上有完全彰显的这样的一个恩典的显明。
So that you would give us this grace that we can completely manifest yourself.
我们感谢我们的主。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
因为你把我们放在这样的一个蒙恩的地位上面。
Because you do place us in such a position of grace.
让我们可以无限的去支取你的一切
，so that we can come and infinitely appropriate from you，
让你成为我们的一切
，so that you would become our all。
主啊，我们到你面前来的时候，我们就是这样的等候在你面前。
Lord, as we come into your presence, this is how we await before thee。
下午求我们的主，你继续在我们里面。做你所要做的工。
Lord, this afternoon we pray that you would continue to do your work within us.
给我们有一个非常非常顺服的灵来等候在你自己的面光里。
That you will give us a very submissive spirit as we await in thy presence.
我们都在这里仰望等候你。
We will look together and await for thee.
求主在聚会中得着一切的荣耀。
Lord, may you gain all the glory in the meeting.
也给我们去享用，你给我们享用你丰富的路。
And that we would be able to enjoy this abundant way that you have prepared for us.
我们将仰望在你的面前。
Lord, we commit this in thy presence.
你亲自带领我们。
That you would personally lead us.
让我们在圣灵的管理、带领。和供应的当中去享用你的自己。
That in the midst of the governing, the sovereignty and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we would be able to enjoy yourself.
我们将仰望在你面前，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to thee in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢神，我们又有了第二次的这一堂的聚会在这里。
We thank God that we're able to gather in this way for the second time here.
昨天我们提到我们在读经的这一件事情上，一些基本上我们需要领会的。
Yesterday you have made mention there are some basic things that we need to take note of in the matter of reading the Bible.
我们很清楚的知道圣经是神所默示的。
We are very clear that the scripture is the inspiration of God.
让我们能知道我们怎么能来到神的面前。
It shows us how we're able to come into God's presence.
不单是享用他给我们的一些外面眼睛看得见的恩惠。
Not only are we able to enjoy the grace which we can be bestowed upon us on the things which are visible.
特别叫我们里面有感觉的是神要借着他自己的话把我们带进他的完全里。
But what especially moves us is the fact that through God's word, he shows us he is to bring us into perfection.
虽然今天我们还没有到达那个完全。
And even though today we have not arrived at that perfection,
但神借着他的话给我们看见我们是走在这样的一个路上。
But through His own word, God shows us we are in the direction of that way.
他是借着他的话来叫我们知道我们该行走的道路。
Through His word, God also shows us the path which we ought to be on.
那我们感谢神。
Now we thank God.
我们今天就要接上昨天我们所交通过的那个方向来留意了。我们怎么呢？进入神的话的里头。
Today we'll follow on the direction which we have started yesterday, and that is how we are to enter into the Word of God.
我们在进入他的话语的那个光的引导以前，我们先来念几处的经文。
Now before we enter into that guidance of entering into the light of God's Word, let us read a few passages.
我们首先要看的是哥罗西书。
Let us first read from the book of Colossians.
新约的哥罗西书。
From the New Testament, the book of Colossians.
我们要看的是第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
我们从第九节开始看几节。
We'll begin reading from verse 9.
哥罗西书的第一章从第九节开始。
Colossians chapter 1, starting from verse 9.
你先念英文，那个灯光好像好多不亮，看不见。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it,do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
到十一节。
To verse 11, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness.
我现在看我们看中听中文，因此我们自从听见的日子，就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。第二处我们要看的经文。
Second passage.
还是在哥罗西书第三章。
Also in the book of Colossians, chapter 3.
第十六节。
Verse 16.Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
三章十六节的哥罗西书，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。用诗章、颂词、灵歌，彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，感谢神，歌颂神。然后我们再看一处。
Another passage.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
第十五节
Verse 15.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Study to show thyself approved unto God, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
那末了我们再看一处。
Finally, another passage.
那是在彼得后书第三章。
That is 2 Peter chapter 3.
Peter 后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
我们要看的是十八节。
We want to read verse 18.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。阿们。
But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
从我们所读的经文的里头。
From the passages which we have read,
我们稍微可以看见神在他对我们的引导带领和安排上。
We are able to see that God in His arrangement and His guidance upon us,
他是用着他自己的话来引领我们来去追求认识他，满足他的心意。
That God uses His word to lead us and guide us for us to come to know Him unto His pleasing.
有一次经文我们没有读的。
There is this passage which we did not read.
那是在何西阿书上头所说的一个话。
Those are the words in the book of Hosea.
那句话是很清楚。
Now those words there are very clear.
你们要竭力追求认识耶和华。
That you must strive diligently to know the Lord God.
我们感谢我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
你们要竭力地追求认识耶和华。
We must strive diligently to know the Lord God.
为了弟兄姊妹的更清楚一点，我们还是看一看。
Now, in order for brothers and sisters to be even more clear, I believe we should turn to there.
旧约的何西阿书。
The book of Hosea in the Old Testament.
第六章
Chapter 6
我们还是多念一两节嘛，从第一节开始留意。
We will read a few more verses starting with verse 1.
来吧，我们归向耶和华，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹。过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。留意了第三节，我们务要认识耶和华，认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。第三不念了。
Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us.He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神在那里要求我们去好好的追求认识他。
God desires that we would follow on to know him.
因此他就对我们说了许多的话。
Therefore, he speaks much words to us.
这许多的话我们说是神对我们启示他的自己。
Now, these words we say that is God revealing himself to us.
但是神给我们那个启示不是叫我们仅仅知道一些事情。
Yet, such revelation from God is not merely for us to just know some matters.
并且是指出我们怎么去享用神的话的道路。
But it also points out the way for us to know how to enjoy those words of God.
那因此当在我们去读经的时候，
Therefore, as we come to read the Bible,
我们有一个心思要很明显的在那里领会过来。
We have this heart that we would come to understand.
那是什么呢?
What is that?
向人说话的是神。
It is God who speaks to man.
但是我们必须看到神向人说话的目的在哪里。
But we must also realize what is the purpose of God speaking to man.
当我们更多的知道神的话语的时候。
When we come to know more of God's word.
我们非常清楚的明白。一个事实
Very clearly, we know of one fact.
神向我们说话，乃是要叫我们去享用他自己。
That is, when God speaks to us, it is in order for us to enjoy God himself.
那就是说
That is to say,
神不单是一个向人说话的神。
God is not only a God who speaks to man,
并且是一个人可以去享用的神。
But he is also a God that man is able to enjoy.
我们可以用这样的话来表达这个意思。
Now we can use such words to express this thought.
神向我们说话。
God speaks to us.
乃是给我们知道怎么去按着神的话去认识他。享用它。
It is in order for us to know how to know God and enjoy God through God's word.
我们觉得神的话语非常宝贝，是宝贝在这里。
Now this is the reason why we treasure the word of God as precious.
神的话不是单单叫我们知道有一位神。
Now the word of God is not merely for us to know the fact that there is God.
神的话同时是让我们知道这一位神和我们的关系。
But at the same time, God shows us His relationship with us through His Word.
更进一步说，就算是说，但是看到神的话是叫我们去怎么活在他的话的里头。
And a step further is that God shows us through His own Word how we're to live in His Word.
那这个话可以从两个方面来领会。
Now we can come to understand this from two aspects.
一个是我们想用神的话是我们确定的知道神跟我们中间那一个宝贝的关系。
Now when we come to enjoy the word of God, then we know that we can treasure, realize this precious relationship which we have with God.
但是更重要的那一点。
But the most important point.
是借着这样去享用神的话来让我们非常有把握的知道我们的这一位神他是活的神。
It is through such enjoyment of God's own word that we have confidence to know that he is indeed a living God.
他绝对不是在人的宗教思想里头所出来的各种各样的宗教的内容。
He is not just a content made of man's religious thoughts.
他让我们知道他是活的神。
God shows us that he is a living God.
他是按照他的意思来把我们带到他的喜悦里。
It is according to his own will that he brings us into his pleasure.
那因此他怎么向我们说话。
Therefore, how God speaks to us.
他所说的话就怎么样的可以成为我们的经历。
And his spoken word can also become our own experience.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
因为神是这样的向我们启示他自己。
Because this is the manner in which God reveals himself to us.
就让我们根据他的启示去享用他自己。
It is according to God's own revelation that we can enjoy God himself.
我们实在不能不更多的感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we have to thank our God all the more.
我们留意到这一点的时候
When we take note of this point
那我们就碰到了那我们怎么去接受神的话呢
We encounter the question of how do we come to receive the word of God
或者说我们怎么样来活到神的话的里头去呢
Or how do we enter and live in the word of God
这是一个很简单的问题但是又是一个很复杂的问题
This is a very simple question but a very complex one
很简单就是因为说神乐意向我们启示他自己我们就有条件去认识神
It is simple in the fact that God is willing to reveal himself to us then we're able, qualified to enjoy him
他怎么向我们说话我们就怎么去认识他
How God speaks to us is how we come to understand and know him
但是说到它很复杂呢
When we say this is a complex question
因为人和神的关系 自从人堕落了以后，就变成好多好多的复杂在里头。
That is because after man's fall, this relationship which God had with man becomes a very complex one.
首先就是说，人的堕落是把人带到一个这样的地步。
First of all, it's because of man's fall, man has been in this condition.
用人的话来讲，人要出头了。
In man's own words, that man wants to stand forth.
人要做主了。
A man wants to be his own master.
一切就是以人为主了。
That man himself is the Lord.
那认真来说，就是说神不再允许在人活动的范围里头有地位。
In other words, man does not allow for God to have any position in man's activities.
那这一个是一个很复杂的原因当中的一个。
Now, this is one of the many reasons why this is a complex question.
另一方面呢?
Another aspect.
那些就是神的对头，要站在与神对立的那个地位上面，不住的来把神所要做的工去阻挡。
That is because the adversary of God stands in opposition of God to continue to disrupt the work of God.
在人的心思意念里头，常常来造出各种各样的人以为对的理由，来维持人继续站在与神对抗的那个光景里。
The adversary stirs up many thoughts in our minds to deceive man, to allow for man to think that man is still correct, to continue to stand in opposition to God.
这非常容易地表达在我们这个人的性情里头。
This is very easily manifested in our own nature.
什么时候都是，我们都觉得我们所想的是对的。
We always feel what we think is right.
别人所想的没有我高明。
What others think is not as good as what I think.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是我们天然里边非常容易显出的那一个问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, in our very own nature, this is very easily manifested.
在小孩子的当中就已经是发生这样的光景了。
We see this even in small children.
你跟小孩子去讨他要玩的玩具啊。
When you go for the toy that a child is playing with.
我们大概都有这个经历，因为我们自己本身是走过那个路，也亲自看见好多我们所接触到的小孩们的那个表现。
We would understand because we can see this in manifestation in the little children. Even ourselves have gone through this experience.
你要从他手中拿下他的玩具，恐怕不是那么很简单的事。
If you were to take a toy out of a little child's hand, it would not be a very simple action.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他里面就觉得这个是我的。
That is because within the child, he feels this is mine.
你为什么要拿我的？
Why is it that you want to take it away?
你要把我的拿走。
If you take what is mine,
这个不可以。
This is not possible.
因为这个不是你的。
Because it does not belong to you.
这个是我的。
It is mine.
弟兄姊妹，就那么简单的一个事情，人的本性在那里。
Brothers and sisters, with even such a simple matter, man's nature comes forth.
那因此，当我们要来寻求神的时候，
therefore, as we come to seek after God,
本来神和人的关系，因着神的工作，神已经把它带到一个最简单的那一个情形的里头。
Because of God's own work, man's relationship has been brought into a very simple relationship with God.
那简单的来说，
simply put,
弟兄姊妹，我们跟神原来没有关系。
That is, before we had nothing to do with God.
我罪把我们与神隔开。
And sin has separated us from God.
罪让我们觉得除了我们自己以外，没有什么是最好的。
Sin has caused us to think there's nothing better than myself.
所以人就非常不容易谦卑的。
Therefore, it is extremely difficult for man to be humble.
现在神把救恩摆在我们面前。
Now God has placed salvation before us.
他告诉我们说，所有的人都犯了罪。
If we say all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And come short of the glory of God.
但是呢，你借助耶稣基督，你就因信耶稣基督就得蒙赦罪的。
But through Jesus Christ, through believing in Jesus Christ, your sins can be forgiven.
简单不简单？
Is that simple or not?
很简单嘛。
Very simple.
对我们来说。
To us,
神把要做的他做好。
God has already completed what he needs to do.
然后就让我们去。用信心去取用过来就是。
It is then for us to enjoy this with a new heart.
简单不简单
？Is that very simple?
很简单。
It is extremely simple.
用我们的话来说，你信主你就得救。
In our own words, if you believe in the Lord, you shall be saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们看我们信主的那个经历。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we look at our own experience of
believing in the Lord, 不管你是出生在基督徒的家庭
，whether you are from a Christian family or not，
不管你是根本就与基督教没有关系
，or that you had knew nothing about Christianity before，
你碰到这个问题的时候，你都碰到那个问题。
When this question is placed before you, you have this issue.
从基督教家庭出来的人就总就知道，我认识耶稣，我就可以得救了。
Those who grew up in a Christian family knows this, that if I believe in the Lord Jesus, I shall be saved.
但是只是知道有这么一回事。
But this is only mere head knowledge.
你真的要他是接受这个救恩。
In order for that person to truly receive the salvation, within he must feel,
是神要拯救罪人。
Yes, God is to save sinners.
但是我不是。
But I'm not a sinner.
我不是罪人。
I am not a sinner.
如果没有与主有关系的那个关系的人呢？
Now those who do not have a relationship with God,
他理所当然的就说到了。我哪里是一个罪人
？Of course, they would feel very reasonable that, of course, I am not a sinner.
我的那个，所有的朋友都说我是好好的先生。
All my friends, they say that I'm a very good person.
我哪里会是一个罪人呢
？How could it be that I am a sinner?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这种光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the condition we see.
本来是很简单的事情。
It is a very simple matter to begin with.
但是一落到神的人的手里头的时候，它就成了非常复杂的东西。
But when simple matters come into man's hands, they become very complex.
那这些都是题外话，我们不说了。
Now this is off the topic, so I won't get into it.
但是却不能不领会，让我们领会到一件事。
But we must understand one thing.
神把他的话启示给我们。
That is when God reveals His word to us.
那我们去接受神的话。
And for us to receive the word of God.
一个问题会出来。
Then this issue arises.
我们从知识上面也许知道圣经是神的话。
Perhaps in our head knowledge we know, yes, the Bible is the word of God.
但是当我们去读神的话的时候，
But when we come to read the Word of God,
我们是不是真的接受、承认这是神对我说的话？
Do we acknowledge and confess that these are the words of God spoken to me?
弟兄姊妹，这就碰到一个很严肃的问题。
Then, brothers and sisters, this is very critical.
圣经是对谁说话？
To whom are the scripture speaking to?
我们也知道圣经是对人来启示他自己。
We know the Bible reveals to man.
但是当我们去读经的时候，我们却没有这个实际在哪里。
But when we do read the Bible, the reality is not there.
我们觉得圣经是对的。
We feel, yes, the Bible is correct.
但是是对其他人讲。
But it is spoken to other people.
不是对我讲。
It is not spoken to me.
我们没有有这个存心。
Now we don't have this consciously.
但是我们确实有这种情绪。
But this is how we feel subconsciously.
是弟兄姊妹，当我们读经的时候呢
？Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible,
你读上来，哎呀，圣经里头的话真是很有意思。
We read and read, and we feel the words, the scriptures are very meaningful.
我以前都不知道它那么宝贝。
I never saw how precious the word.
现在真是觉得它宝贝。
And now I feel how precious they are.
挺好，他也来读这段圣经，让他也知道这个宝贝。
It would be just perfect if so and so will come and read and know the preciousness of the word of God.
我们就不能不问了。
And then we must ask.
究竟读经是为他还是为你自己？
Then when we read the Bible with that mindset, is it for the other person or for ourselves?
我们
这
个常常有一种情绪在那里。
Now many times we have this feeling.
我们知道读经很好。
We know that reading the Bible is good.
但是我们是为别人读的，不是为自己读的。
We read the Bible for the sake of others and not for ourselves.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此，当我们要真的去要读神的话的时候
，Therefore, when we truly are to read the Word of God,
有一些基本的态度我们要明确下来。
There are some basic attitudes we need to be clear on.
因为这样的事情，这样的一步，我们没有把它建立好的话
，Because if we do not establish these thoughts very clearly, then we cannot enter into reading the Bible.
有人说你根本不知道用什么方法去读经，所以你就读不进去。
Some would say that because you do not read it with the right method, that's why you cannot read into the Word.
弟兄姊妹们，这个想法好像对的，但事实是不对的。
But brothers and sisters, such thoughts seem to be correct, but such thoughts are not correct.
你看看小孩子，
if you look at the children,
他刚所学话的时候，
when they learn to speak,
他跟父母讲的话，
the words they say to the parents,
父母懂的，
only the parents would understand,
别人不懂的，
the other people would not.
为什么？
Why?
因为父母他知道他是向我说话，
because the parents know the child speaking to me.
虽然他们说的话有些时候说得不清不楚，
even though the words that they speak are very babbling.
但是做父母的呢， 不单是在他的话里头， 来看到他心里所想的。
But from the spoken word of the child, the parent not only know what the child is thinking,
也从跟那个小孩长久的那个接触，你就从他的那些心思了，表达了语言了，上面你知道他在想什么。
But through the words spoken and the expressions and the communication, the parent knows exactly what the child wants.
那弟兄姊妹，当你碰到这样的事情的时候，
now brothers and sisters, when you encounter such a thing,
你会不会想到，
would you think,
为什么他跟他们父母说话的说得清楚？
Why is it that the child can speak and the parent can understand so clearly?
父母对他说的话，他也能领会。
And the child can also understand what the parent is saying.
但是把这个事情放在我们身上的时候，我们就成了局外人。
But when we're in that same situation, we totally are lost.
人家就说，
others would say then,
你没有方法吗？
Because you don't have the right way.
但是我们也没有办法能确定。 那个孩子们长大过程里的跟父母的谈话是学了方法才然后才说话。But
we have no way to know how the training method is between the parent and the child.
那个对话是非常自然的事情。But
yet that communication is very natural.
你能有这样对话的那个关系在那里，很自然你就 知道怎么对话。
When you have such a natural communication there, relationship there, then you can communicate very naturally.
我们在神面前跟神的交通也是这样。
It is the same way with our fellowship with God.
读经就是读神的话。
When we read the Bible, we're reading the Word of God.
神向我们说话。
God is speaking to us.
我们从神所说的话里头， 我们也明白神跟我们说话的心意、目的和
When we read the Word of God, then we come to understand what is the requirement, the purpose of the Word of God spoken to us.
所以方法不是一个最大的问题。
Therefore, the way to reach, to read the Bible is not the critical issue.
那我也不是说方法是没有作用。
I'm not saying that the way to read it has, does not have its function.
但是如果我们跟神这个交通这个态度没有建立下来的话，
But if we do not adjust correctly our attitude of fellowship with God, then the ways and methods would not have a very useful function.
如果是我们跟神那个关系是在一个准确的那个情形里，
now if our relationship is normal with God,
方法也许可以帮助我们 不花那么太多的力气。
Perhaps then different ways and methods would enable us to spend less energy in reading the Word of God.
但是那个不是唯一的要考虑的事情。
But such ways and method is not the only thing we need to consider.
我们必须要首先考虑的是我们在神面前读神的话的时候，我们那个态度。
Foremost, we have to consider what is our attitude when we come to read the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹，你可以知道。
My brothers and sisters, you can know.
你说到神面前读神的话的时候，有 该有一个什么的态度？
What then shall be our attitude when we read the Word of God?
我们用简单的话来讲，
in simple words,
那就必须有一个敬畏神的态度。
We must have a reverent heart.
我们敬畏神。
We fear God.
我们承认神的那个地位。
We acknowledge His position.
我们承认神的权柄。
We acknowledge His authority.
他向上我们说话。
And He speaks to us.
那我们就从他所说的话的里头，知道我们和神的关系是怎么的维持和怎么的继续的往上。
Then
往高处去。
Then from God's spoken word, we're able to know the relationship which we have with Him and how to sustain that relationship with Him and how to move forward higher in this relationship.
让我们知道像哥罗西书刚才那里所提到的，就是说我们怎么去知道神的旨意。
Just as we read from the book of Colossians, how we can come to understand His will.
我们怎么可以从神的话的里头知道我们该如何活在神的面前。
That is, we know how we ought to live in the presence of God.
那所以弟兄姊妹们，那个敬畏的心思来读神的话，是一个很重要的学习。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is a very important lesson for us to have how to read the Word of God with a fearful heart.
一个对的态度在神的面前。
To have a correct attitude in God's presence.
神向我们说话的时候，
When God speaks to us,
神的话就找到落脚的地方。
Then God's word can have a resting place.
那神的话在我们里面一落了脚，
And when the word of God is settled in us,
他的话就在我们起那个作用。
Then the word of God can take hold and have its function.
我们了解到新约里头一个很宝贝的那一个恩典是什么呢？
We can take note what is a very precious grace which God bestows upon us in the New Testament.
那是我们可以随时随刻的去领会神的心意。
That is, we can come to know the heart of God at any time and any moment.
那个就是神在我们接受救恩的时候，同时坐在我们身上。
That is done upon us at the moment which we accept God's salvation.
他让圣灵住到我们里头来。
God has given us the Holy Spirit to abide in us.
在我们的里边就显明一个这样的工作。
And the Holy Spirit has such a work within us.
用圣经上的话来说，那个叫做恩膏的教训。
To use a scriptural term, that is the teaching of the anointing.
那一个恩膏的教训，
Now the teaching of the anointing,
具体的内容是什么呢？
What is the practical substance?
不需要你完全明白神的话。
It is that we do not merely, we do not need necessarily to completely understand the word of God.
神会照着他自己的管理、监察和带领。
God, according to his sovereignty, his examination and guidance,
他让我们知道神的心思是什么样。
God allows for us to know what his heart is.
因此我们就会跟着神的那个心意去往前去。
Therefore, we're able to follow the heart desire of God to go forward.
待会我又和弟兄姊妹谈到在交通这方面。
Later on, I will share with brothers and sisters concerning this point.
那因此我们就知道了。
Now we know,
当神向我们说话的时候，
when God speaks to us,
那我们如果是存一个敬畏的心在那里去等候神的话，
if we have a fearful heart to await before God,
我们就立刻去享用神的话在我们的里面的那一个管理、带领、指导、供应和叫我们进入神的丰富。
Then we're able to receive that sovereignty from God, that guidance from God, and that direction from God to enter into the abundance of God.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
因为这神把一切都做好。
Because God has completed everything.
就是等着我们用一个准确的态度去接受神所说的和他所做的。
It is God waiting for us to receive from Him with the correct attitude what He has already finished and prepared for us.
另一方面我们要注意到的。
Another aspect we need to pay attention to.
我们在读神的话的时候，
When we read the Word of God,
我们如果有一个敬畏的心，知道神说话是对我们的一个管理、教导、带领和供应。
When we have a heart of reverence to know the Word of God to us is our guidance, our direction, and our sovereignty of God.
那对我们来说呢，那就神给了我们一个 怎么活在神面前的实行的路。
As to us, then God has already pointed out the path for us to apply this in our life.
你怎么能活在神的面前呢？
How do you live in God's presence?
你活在神的面前，你做这个做那个，是不是在神的面前能满足？是讨神的喜悦。
When you live in the presence of God, when you do this or do that, are you pleasing God?
啊，你如果不认识神的话的时候，
When we do not know the word of God,
我们就常常用我们的想法、我们的热心、我们的冲劲来以为我做这些事情我就讨神喜悦了。
Many times we will use our own zealousness or our own energy to do things which we think are pleasing to God.
但是我们很清楚地了解。
But we know very clearly.
如果不是坐在神所喜悦的那一个带领的底下。
If we do not do things that are pleasing to God.
就是我们从神的话里头所看到神的心思是怎样的一个心思。
Even if we're able to see the heart of God from His word.
你要在神以外来做。
And we want to do things outside of God.
你不可能让神在那里显明他的愿啊。
Now, we would not be able to manifest that acceptance of God.
那弟兄姊妹，当你读旧约圣经的时候，
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read the Old Testament,
你会发觉，
you'll discover,
神带领以色列人出了埃及，让他们在西乃山那里接受神的律法的时候，
When God led the Israelites out of Egypt to have them accept the law on Mount Sinai,
那他告诉以色列人说，
God tells the Israelites,
你们要筑一个祭坛来献祭给神。
Now that you must build an altar to offer sacrifice to God.
那是还没有说到那个会幕的建造。
That is even before the building of the tabernacle.
只是很简单的说到献祭的事。
It only tells us of matters of sacrifice.
那神对摩西说，
God says to Moses,
你要告诉以色列人，
tell the Israelites,
你要做祭坛的时候，
when you build the altar,
不能用凿过的石头来做。
You cannot use stones that have been used.
那这个话我们听起来，
Now when we hear such words,
我们也许会有一些不一样的感觉的。
Perhaps we'll have different thoughts.
你说凿过的石头筑起那个祭坛，那个祭坛一定很美观嘛。
Now stones that have been healed,then it would be made, make a very beautiful altar.
当我们献祭的时候，看见那个祭坛，我们心里头就很喜乐了。
So when we do offer sacrifice on such a beautiful altar, we will be very joyful.
好像一个弟兄说，
just as a brother said,
他是说好像我们这样的聚会就来在这里这样一个地方，他说这样怎么可以敬拜神呢？
He worshiped in a setting just like us, so when he comes into our midst, how can we worship God in such a setting?
都没有一个庄严的一个崇高的气氛在那里。
There is not an atmosphere of reverence there, and it's not very honorable.
要是你跑到那个天主教堂啊，跑到一些很大的那个古老的礼拜堂里头。
Now, but when you go to a Catholic church building or an ancient church building,
你进到他们里面的时候。
Even when you enter the building,
你什么都没有接触，你就被圣灵充满了。
Even if you don't do anything, you will already be filled with the Holy Spirit.
怎么会有这样的事情？
How could that be possible?
因为他们那个建筑的形态，那个灯光，那个各方面都，你觉得很严肃啊。
That's because the building itself and the lighting and everything would cause you to be very solemn. But for us to come into God's presence,
你说要敬拜神，要这样才对的。
When we worship God, this is the setting it must be in.
那弟兄姊妹，当你回到神的话里面去看的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when we return to the word of God,
神很清楚给我们看到，
God shows us very clearly.
他不管你外面做的是什么，
Regardless of how much we do externally,
他只管一件事情。
He only has one thing.
在旧约来讲，
In the Old Testament,
你们所做的是不是按照山上所指示的样子？
All that you do is that according to the pattern on the mountain.
在我们今天新约来讲，
For us in the New Testament,
那我们所做的是不是在心灵和诚实里，按照中文圣经的翻译。
According to the Chinese translation, do we worship him in spirit and in truth?
如果你不是在那个心灵和诚实里头的，什么都神都没有算在账里头。
If we do not worship God in spirit and in truth, then nothing is accounted for in God's eyes.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
他的话给我们知道，我们在跟随主 追求认识主的事上那条实行的路。
In God's own word, He shows us the way in which we are to follow Him.
就我们所注意的，不是注意我们能做什么。
So that our focus is not on what we can do.
是让我们去留心的神要做什么。
But for us to pay attention to what is it that God will do.
也不是叫我们去留意我们怎么去做。
And not for us to pay attention to how we are to do it.
我们要留意的是怎样去做。
But it's, how we are to do it.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very serious question.
说到大的问题来。
This is a big question.
比方昨天我们说到，欧洲的历史里边说到中世纪，那整个都落在一个所谓黑暗时代的里头。
For example, yesterday we mentioned that in Europe during the medieval centuries, they were in the dark ages.
为什么会发生这种情形呢？
Why would this situation come about?
我们不能不说。
We must say,
那是天主教要负一个很大的责任。
That is a big responsibility of the Catholics.
为什么？
Why?
因为他把许许多多人以为好、以为对的事情摆出来做了神话语的代替。
Now, because they have come up with many things that seem good and right in man's eyes to replace the word of God.
人失去了怎么活在神面前的那个准确的路。
And man have lost the accurate way in which man can live before God.
这种的关系一出来的时候，人有什么理由不乐在黑暗里？
When such a situation arises, how could it be not possible for man to live in darkness?
但是我们感谢神。
Therefore, we thank God.
读经的时候。
Therefore, when we read the Bible,
我们要看准神是让他的话来做我们那个走路的指导。
We have to see very clearly that the Word of God is the mark post which directs us in the way.
而我们除了我们读的经文，弟兄姊妹，你很容易在圣经里头你找到一些话。很清楚地说明这一点的。
Besides the passages we have read, brothers and sisters, in other scriptures, you can clearly find this is spoken of.
比方说诗篇上上面所说的，你的话是我是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
For example, in the Psalms, it tells us that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
这话怎么去解说？
How do you explain these words?
解说就是说，你要在路上有光，你要在黑暗里边走路，你不会插到水窝里头。
In other words, in order for you to walk on the way, you have to have light for the way and light for your feet, so you do not stumble.
你必须要有一些光的照明。
You have to have light on the way.
但是这个光是从哪里来的？
Therefore, then, where does this light come from?
从神的话来。
This light comes from the word of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
你有了神的话。
When we have the word of God.
你走路就有方向。
Then there's a direction for us to go on.
你有了神的话。
When we have the word of God.
你活着，你就有个很清楚的目的。
Then we have a very accurate purpose for us to live.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那我们碰到这一个实行的那个问题的时候，
When we come into this issue of doing the word of God,
那我们就开始知道了。
Then we know,
读经的方法不是最重要的问题。
When we come to read the Bible, then the way in which to read the Bible is not the most important factor.
当我们读经的时候，我们能肯定神话语的权柄，这个是最大的问题。
The most critical issue is that when we read the Word of God, we have to acknowledge the authority of the Word of God.
我刚才说最大，这个话说得太快了，不是最大，是极大。
Now, I did not mean to say this is the most important point in that the authority of the Word of God, but it's a very important one.
如果我们对神的话语没有一个很准确的那个认定的话，那我们读经对我们来说只是成为一个宗教的活动。
Now, if we do not have a very accurate attitude in reading the Word of God, then our reading of the Scriptures is only a religious ritual.
不会成为我们实际的跟随主的那一个祝福。
It will not be the blessing which God intends for us when we do read His Word.
Now
we'll encounter some very practical
issues. Now,
brothers and sisters, what I will mention with you now are very practical matters.
That
is, how to read the Bible.
Of
course, when you get into how to read the
Bible,
there are many people now who can tell us on how to read the Bible.
但是你可以从各种各样读经的方法里头，你能领会到，都是根据一个分析和归纳的两个内容。But
from all these different how-to books to read the Bible, it is summarized based on these two reasons, how to analyze the Bible or how to deduce from the Bible.
每一个读经的方法，它都会有一定好的目的在那里。
Now, in each of these how to read the Bible steps, there are also good things from it.
但弟兄姊妹，你能发觉，在每一个读经方法的里头，有他们的长处，但是同时也有他们的短缺。
But brothers and sisters, from all these how to methods, you will always discover the good and the bad.
在这里不太多说这一方面了，但如果弟兄姊妹你经历过来的话，你会自己也发现的。Now,
brothers and sisters, I won't get into those things, but when you have tried it yourself, you will discover the good and the bad for yourself.
这个读经方法就让你看中了哪一个部分。That
is because this way of how to read the Bible will suggest to you how to emphasize this area. When you accept that, then very naturally, focusing on one area, you will naturally neglect another area. This is a condition oftentimes we'll encounter.
所以我不和弟兄姊妹说读经的方法 是哪一个读经的方法是最好。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, I won't get into which method of how to read the Bible is the best.
我是按照我自己个人走过的路的一个领会来跟弟兄姊妹们提到一些很基本的东西。But
I'd like to fellowship with brothers and sisters some very, very basic elementary matters from my own personal experience.
尤其是我们开始要读圣经的时候，你会碰到的。
Especially when we begin to read the Bible, these are things that we will encounter. Such a thick book.
怎么能把它读得好?
How are you able to read well this book?
那弟兄姊妹，先不要挂这一个虑。
Now, brothers and sisters, let us not worry about that thought first.
因为我们读圣经,
because when we read the Bible, it's not according to how many times we have read it.
而是根据 你能服在主的带领底下有多少?
But it is depending upon how much we submit to the Word of God.
有些话你是读过的。
Now there are some words which we have read.
有些话你还没有读过的。
There are some words which we have not gotten to yet.
但是神在我们身上做工的时候,
but when God works upon us,
他是用着他的话, 来做成他所要做的工作。
God uses His own word to complete His work.
但是他的话怎么显明在我们那里呢?
But how is His word to be manifested in us?
我读过的,
what I've read,
我背得上来的,
what I can even memorize,
那这个我有把握,
then I have confidence.
但是是我没读过的,
but there are some words I have not read before,
我没领会的,
and have not understood.
那我怎么能按照他的
Then how can I follow according to those words?
刚才我已经跟弟兄姊妹提过了。
Now I already mentioned to brothers and sisters.
我们能领会神的话，又能接受神的话的指导。
When we are able to understand the word of God or accept the guidance from the word of God,
很重要的一个原因乃是圣灵在我们里面做的工。
A very important reason for that is the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
我不能举太多，没时间来跟弟兄姊妹述说一些具体的见证，让弟兄姊妹们明白这一点。I
do not have time to get into very practical testimonies to express this point with brothers and sisters.
但是我敢肯定一件事情。But
I'm sure of one thing.
早晚你一定能知道神的话，圣灵用着主的话来指导我们行走。
Sooner or later, you will experience for yourself this matter of the Holy Spirit leading us, teaching us through the Word of God. There are some things you seem extremely right to you, and you do it. But when you are to act upon it, the Holy Spirit gives you this thought within. No, you cannot go on this way. Then you feel there is some hindrance. And you do not understand why. But because you honor the guidance of the Holy Spirit in you, and you do not move forward with your plan. At that time, you do not know why. But some time passed.
圣灵在那里给你一个开启,
the Holy Spirit gives you a revelation.
好像你就坦然, 就恍然地明白过来了,
then all of a sudden you understand.
哦, 那一次神不让我那样做, 我以为对的事情, 原来是这个原因。
At that time when God led me to act in this way, which I thought was I thought was right, but God forbid me to act upon it, this is the reason why. But when we come to make our decision at that time, at that time we understand. There are some word of God that we have no understanding of yet. But when we're faced with a decision, we need to make a choice.
来带入那个行动呢?
But what determines our choice?
你就认为我那个想法就是那个指导。
Now, perhaps you think what I think is right, then that is my decision.
但圣灵在那里把神的意思显明出来。
But the Holy Spirit reveals to you the heart of God.
你当时虽然不明白,
at that time, you may not understand.
但是后来你就知道,
but later on, you discover.
哦, 原来神的话语老早就给我们 有那样的一个光照,
that is, the Word of God has already enlightened us in this way before.
我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
我们在这一方面需要有那个很清楚的一个认定在那里。
We have to have a very clear understanding upon this point.
所以我不是我就说弟兄姊妹们你可以在读经的事情上面反正我读了就可以。
Now, brothers and sisters, we cannot merely think that regardless of how I do it, as long as I read the Bible, then that's suffice.
你说我读的神会让他的话来指导我。
As long as I read the Word of God, God will allow for His Word to direct me.
我没读到的圣灵也在那里负责指导我, 那我就不必花什么时间去读神的话了。
And if I have not read the Word of God yet, the Holy Spirit will still direct me from the Word of God, then I don't need to spend time reading His Word.
不能存这样的心思。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot have such a thought.
如果我们不是寻求一个寻，带着一个寻求神的心思来去等候神。
If we do not have a mindset that is ready to seek and wait upon God,
你不会，我说的严重一点。
I'll put it more severe.
你不能想 在你有需要的时候, 圣灵会给你说话。
You cannot think by doing nothing, then when you need, the Holy Spirit will just speak to you.
你说为什么?
You say, why is that?
答案很简单。
The answer is very plain and simple.
因为你如果不是很准确地做一个等候神的人,
that is because if you are not a person who is correct and waiting before God,
圣灵上你说了话, 那些话,
even if the Holy Spirit were to speak to you, it is as if the Holy Spirit did not speak to you. Because you cannot receive it and hear it.
我们这几天留意到那个渔民的那个问题的时候，你就很清楚地看到这一个。
Now, in these last couple of days, when we take note from the remnants, we can take note of this point.
身上所有的他名下的人说话。
God has spoken to all those who are under His name.
但是真正肯听神的话的人并不很多。
But those who are truly ready to hear the word of God are not many.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要存这样心思。反正圣灵会给我负责，所以我用心读神的话也好，不用心读神的话也好，这个不是大问题。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we cannot have such a mindset that whether I use my energy to read the word of God or not, it doesn't matter because the Holy Spirit will be responsible.
我们 求主给我们在这一方面把我们整个的读经的心思来预备好。
But may the Lord use all matters to prepare our heart ready with a ready mindset to read His Word. And now we will enter into points of how to read the Bible. Now how do we read the Bible? Now I will share with you some of my own lessons. When I begin to pursue before the Lord, now we like, of course, to read well the Word of God. But when we do get into reading the Word of God, I think each of us will discover. There are some words we can read and understand easily. But there are some words that cause us to doubt. There are some words we just wonder, how is that even possible? Therefore, our hearts will be disturbed. And I've also gone through this experience. Now, there are some words of God that we can accept, and there are some reservation I have on others. But if we have this heart, we cannot move on with the Lord. So then I seek for help with elder brothers. What is the guidance from elder brothers at that time? Then the elder brothers tell me, when you read the Bible, you must read it this way. If you do not read it this way, you cannot read into it. What is their advice to me? And so I'll just list it out as read it in these three ways. And I also pass along this advice to younger brothers and sisters as well. Not long ago, there was a brother who serves the Lord in the East Coast. He came to fellowship with us in San Bruno, and he mentioned about this matter. He shared the fact that now, ever since I understand this three way of reading the Bible, it seems like now I found a way in which to read the Bible. Now, what is this three ways of reading? And this is the three mindset, three attitude which you must have in reading the Word. First, you have to read much. Now I mentioned to you that I received this advice under a Cantonese setting, so there's a play on words here in the Cantonese.
所以第二个读呢, 它就是广东话来说的, 叫死读。
And so in the Cantonese word is that no matter what, just read it.
怎么叫做死读啊?
And what do you mean, just read much and just read it?
我们在学校里头, 教师老师教导我们不要死读书啊。
And so in the and when you go to school, the teacher will tell you, you cannot just read the words that are dead.
你要死读书的话,
and if you read the words, read and study that way, then you become someone that would have no knowledge from reading. And so when we come to read the Word of God, how can you use this method? Just read.
那如果我们不用广东话来说这个话,
now, if I don't say this in the Cantonese
dialect,
Because in the Chinese, Cantonese dialect is that just read it. To use your energy and diligently read it. So just with that word itself of death, even if you were to use your own life, just read it. And so this is the second read. So the third read. What is this third read? And just swallow it, just take it in.
怎么叫做硬读呢？
And what does it mean just to read and swallow?
弟兄姊妹，我们如果是做一个老实人，
If we are someone who is honest,
你一定承认的。
You will confess.
那你读经的时候，你会碰到很多话，你当时是接受不过来的。
There are much words when you read it, you just cannot accept it.
所以会引起疑惑的。
It will cause you to have doubt.
那你碰到这些话，你就会有个疑问了。
So when you encounter such words, you have these questions.
圣经是神的话。
Now the word of God, the Bible is the word of God.
神的话怎么会有这样的话？
Why is it? How can it be that such words are contained in the word of God?
你就对神的话就有点就在那里有个轻轻微微的，我说的也说的不严肃一点，轻轻微微的打个折扣了。
So I'll just put it lightly in this way. Then we'll just take the word of God at a discount. No.
带领的弟兄说，你要硬读。
The leading brethren say, just take it as it is.
你不管你能读得明白还是不明白，你先把它读下来。
Whether you can understand it or not, just read it and accept it.
你就读。
You just have to read it.
这个叫做硬读。
And so this means to read it and take it in.
好，我现在慢慢的和弟兄姊妹们提一些。比较细的问题。
Later on, I'll get into some detailed examples.
先说那个多读。
So now the first point of read much.
那多读我们就比较说，这个是很简单的，我们就多读一点就是了嘛。
So the first point of read much, that is rather simple in comparison. I'll just read a lot of it.
那弟兄说，你知道多读不是叫你们，不是说你读了多少遍。
Now when I say to read much, it's not how many times you have read it.
当然你读神的话，你读的这个次数越多，当然对我们贮存神的话是一定有帮助的。
Of course, by reading the word of God much, the more we read it, the more helpful it is for us to store the word of God.
刚才哥罗西书那里说，你要用着各种的方法，把神的话语丰丰富富的存在心里。
In the book of Colossians, which we just read, it says, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
你怎么能把神的话丰丰富富的存在心里呢？
Now, how are you able to have the word of God dwell in you richly?
头一个问题你就必须要多读。
Therefore, the first issue is read much.
你不读神的话，你就不知道神的话。
If you do not read much of the word of God, you will not know the word of God.
你少读神的话，你就知道少一点神的话。
If you read less, obviously you will know less.
你多读神的话，那神的话语在你里面的贮存就多一点。
The more you read of the word of God, then the more of God's word is stored in you.
弟兄姊妹，你说那这样子就有作用了吗？
Then brothers and sisters, perhaps you might question, would this do it?
那现在我们不能不注意到。
Then we must take note.
当圣灵在我们里面做工的时候。
When the Holy Spirit works in us.
他怎么来做工呢？
How does he work?
一个很根本的问题是，他把我们带回神的话里头。
He will always bring us back to the word of God.
我们读约翰福音的时候。
When we read the gospel according to John.
很清楚地记得。
Very clearly we know.
我们主对门徒说。
Our Lord says to the disciples.
我去了。
I have gone.
圣灵要来。
The Holy Spirit shall come.
他要把你们领进真理里。
He will lead you into all truth.
一个地方又说。
And another place will tell us.
他们会把我跟你们说过你们忘掉的话也叫你们记起来。
He will bring you into remembrance of all my words.
那弟兄姊妹你看到那个了。
Now brothers and sisters, we can see that.
所以哥罗西书那里就说要丰丰富富的呢把神的话语存在你的里面。
Therefore, in the book of Colossians, it tells us, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
但神的话语更多的丰富存在我们里面。
But the more the word of God is stored in us,
当我们要用上的时候
when we need to apply it,
我们记不起来了。
We cannot remember it.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他说
He says,
圣灵会把你忘掉的那些再记起来。
The Holy Spirit will cause us to bring the Word of God into remembrance.
会把我对你们说过的话让你们再记起来。
That you will call to remember the words which I've spoken to you.
那弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一件事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, that's a very important matter.
所以我们是需要丰丰富富的存留神的话。
Therefore, we must have the Word of God dwell in us richly.
你要丰丰富富中存留神的话，你就必须多读神的话。
In order for the Word of God to richly dwell in us, we have to read much the Word of God.
事实上，我们也真的需要是多读神的话。
The fact is also that we do need to read much of the Word of God. We can see such a thick book.
那整本从头到末了。
Now all the way from the beginning to the end.
我们严肃地来说。
To be very strict.
乃是说到神在这个宇宙中间所要做的那一件事。
It tells us of the thing which God is to do in the universe.
从开始神要怎么做。
How he is to do it in the beginning.
有了许多的阻挡在那里的时候，神怎么去恢复
？With all the obstacles in between, how God restores？
一直神没有停止他，把起初的那个安排要做完。
God continues to finish His original arrangement, which has not been complete.
虽然是经过许许多多的很不容易、很不容易应付的事情。
Even through all these obstacles and hindrances.
但神还是要照他的原先的那个计划来做下去。
Nevertheless, God will complete his original plan.
一直做到末了。
Until the end.
做成功了。
It is complete.
那这一个事情。
This matter.
很完整的记录在圣经里。
It is completely recorded for us in the Bible.
如果你不奉神的话呢，好好的来丰富的存起来。
If we do not store the word of God richly in us,
很自然的你就发生就会发生一个问题。
Very naturally, we have this problem.
尤其是有一些基督教的人士。
Especially when there are some Christian men.
他们很强调。
They will say.
圣经是分成新约和旧约。
That the Bible is divided into Old and New Testament.
旧约是说到神的公义。
And so the Old Testament will tell us the righteousness of God. And the New Testament is the love of God.
所以在旧约的时候是很严厉。
Therefore, God is very stern and strict in the Old Testament.
到新约的时候就很神是讲恩典了。
And in the New Testament, God speaks of grace.
所以现在我们就可以不就是享用神的恩典就好了。
Therefore, we can just continue to enjoy of God's grace today.
你不必再用这个再看神的公义是怎么一回事。
No longer do we need to worry about God's righteousness.
真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
当我们读神的话的时候，
When we read the word of God,
你多读神的话的时候，
When we read much the word of God, you will discover.
在旧约里头神是用神的公义来带领当时的人，让他们去认识神的权柄。
Yes, it is true. God uses righteousness to lead the people of the Old Testament to let them know God's authority.
但是并不等于说神在旧约的时候不神没有那个仁爱和那个怜悯。
But that does not mean that there is no love and mercy from God in the Old Testament.
从大的事情来说。
Now, from a greater view,
神为什么要在那个时候对付那个堕落的世界的时候，是留下挪亚的一家呢？
Why is it when God dealt with the degeneration of the world that He kept Noah and his family?
整个地都坏了，那还留下挪亚一家还有什么用处呢？
Now the entire world has become wicked. Why do you still keep Noah and his family?
并且在神的那个永远的观察里头，他也看见挪亚的后代还是要走那个老路。
Even in the foreknowledge of God, even God knows the descendants of Noah will still go on that old way.
把挪亚那一家保存下来的话，还是带到原来的那个光景里，那留下他们来干什么？
If God kept Noah and his descendants, they will still go back to their old ways. Why keep them at all?
如果你说神是公义的神，那挪亚那一家也不需要留下来。
If God was merely a righteous God, then he did not need to even keep Noah and his family.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神就把他们留下来。
God kept them.
什么原因让神在这里叫挪亚的一家被保存下来？
What is the reason God kept Noah and his family?
显然的一个问题就是神的怜悯在人的中间没有停止。
Apparently, God's mercy have not ceased amongst men.
我们的弟兄晚上一直说怜悯了。
Our brother has shared with us about mercy in the evening.
神的怜悯就是这样。
This is the mercy of God.
一直在人中间，不管是在旧约的时候，
This is God's mercy throughout, whether in the Old Testament.
神明明地用着神的公义来去要转变人对神的权柄的认识。
God clearly uses His righteousness to teach us, to teach man for man to repent and come to know His authority.
但神不是死死板板地在那里。我的公义就是这样，没有话讲。
Yet God is not rigid, there's only my righteousness and nothing else.
没有。
No.
神在他公义执行的时候，他的怜悯没有停止过。
Even in the execution of God's righteousness, His mercy does not cease.
弟兄姊妹，你也看到以色列人出埃及。
And brothers and sisters, we see the Israelites coming out of Egypt.
他们所经过的事情，不是叫神感觉满意的。
Now, all these things that they experienced would please God.
我们就会想，神啊，你是公义的神。
We say, God, you are righteous God.
你也把你的律法传给了他们。
You have given them your law.
他们也知道你是公义的神。
And they know that you are righteous God. And you are holy God.
那结果他们还是落到这个光景。
Yet they still come into this condition.
你何必把他们领出埃及呢？
Why do you lead them out of Egypt at all?
是不是又是一个多余的事情呢？
Is that just an extra step that you're doing, God?
神知道不知道这种光景呢？
Does God not know that condition?
神完全知道耶。
He completely knows.
所以在神传律法的时候，
Therefore, when God gave them the law,
弟兄姊妹，你留意到在律法的里头有一个非常重要的神的安排。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can realize there's a very important arrangement in the law of God. What is that?
是不是说你们若是不按照十诫来行的话，你用指头打死他？
Is it this that if you do not follow the Ten Commandments, you'll be stoned to death?
这就显明神的公义了。
That will manifest the righteousness of God.
早晨我们的弟兄说到那个行淫的妇人的那件事情。
Now, brother, share with us of the adulterous woman in the morning.
也不是说明这个事情吗？
Did this not tell us?
你要公义的时候，你就执行了。
If you are to be righteous, then you need to execute the judgment.
但弟兄姊妹，当你真的是读到神的话的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when you truly read into the word of God.
你好像觉得神是很矛盾的神。
Perhaps you feel that God is conflicting.
但事实上神不是矛盾。
But no, he does not conflict.
他是完全的神。
He is a complete God.
他是一面给我们看见，你若是不在神的公义里头，你那个结局就是怎样。
God just shows us that if you're not in his righteousness, this is your end result.
但在律法的里头一个很重要的部分是什么？
Yeah, what is a very important arrangement under the law?
是献祭啊。
That is the sacrifice.
那献祭是为了什么？
What is the sacrifice for?
从高处来说，那是讨神的。
When we look at it high above, it is to please God.
从低处来说，就是我们的罪过在神面前得着一个赦免的恩典。
But when we see it on a lower ground, we know that is our sacrifice to ask for forgiveness before God.
你说神在旧约的时候是说公义的，那给这个献祭的事情摆在那里有什么意思呢？
If we question that in the Old Testament God is only righteous, then what is the matter of sacrifice for?
尤其是我们今天的人读到旧约，读到那个献祭的事情，如果你能一口气读完，我就算你是世界上最聪明的人。
If especially for us when we read the Old Testament concerning the matters of the sacrifice, if you can just read it all through and understand, then you must be the the smartest person in this world.
我们不知道读到律法的读到那个现律法的事情，有些话我们还读得下来。
There are some things pertaining to the law that we can read and understand.
一读到献祭的时候，我们觉得烦死了。
When we read the sacrifices, we would think this is so much trouble.
都不知道他律法里头讲的是什么，那个献祭的是里头说的是什么。
I have no idea what this is talking about.
你一次读到那里，这个不读了。
When we get to that point, we say, "Oh, I'll skip over it."
就跑过去了。
We'll just pass over.
就找到一些能读是清楚的，就再读。
I'll just read something else that I can understand.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你为什么要硬读？
Now, why do we have to?
虽然你不明白，
read, just read and take it.
但是你看到神做的是什么？
But when we read it and see and understand it, what God is doing. Now in the New Testament,
那一些人就说神是有恩典的神。
Some would say that God is a God of grace.
所以一切都是讲恩典的。
So everything is grace.
那神的公义不用了是吧？
So there's no place for God's righteousness.
这是碰到一个很根本的问题了。
It's a very basic question.
我们的主为什么要钉十字架？
Why must our Lord be crucified?
如果神是显明恩典的时候，
If God is a God of grace,
你用恩典来处理那个事情，
Yes, just deal with that matter by grace.
你就不追讨人的罪了。
Then just not chasing after man's sin.
你神的儿子为什么还要挂在木头上？
Why would it be that the Son of God need to hang on the cross?
当你看到是十字架的时候，
When we see the cross,
你没有办法停止去想神在新约里头只有恩典没有公义。
There is no way for us to think that in the New Testament God only has grace and no righteousness.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神的话是把神的性情很丰富的在 他所做过的事情上面来显明。
The word of God reveals very abundantly, richly His nature to us in the things which He has done. I cannot get too much details. I have very limited time.
但弟兄姊妹，你就是知道一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, just realize.
你必须要多读，你才领会到神的那个心思。
You must read much in order to know the heart of God.
因此我们常常有弟兄们说，你读圣经最低限度一年要读一遍。
Therefore, you hear some brothers say,at the very least, read the Bible through once a year.
当然这个不是律法。
Of course, that is not in, by law.
但是这个总是一个很好的经过 实际去使用过的一个经历的发表。
But this is very useful, based on past experience.
你要多读。
You have to read much.
那你至少一年要把圣经读完一遍。
Therefore, read through the Bible at least once a year.
那就是你说那这样就是很很苦恼了。
Then, brothers and sisters, perhaps you say, oh, that's too much trouble for me.
你要这样想的话也没有办法。
If you think,
禁止你不想。
If you think that way, I cannot stop you.
但是你真是实际去做的时候，你又觉得那个并不是很困难的事。
But you, when you actually get to it, that is not too difficult.
弟兄们给我们一个概念。
Now, the brother gives us this reference.
你一天里头读一篇新约。
If you read one chapter of the New Testament a day,
两章旧约,
or two chapters in the Old Testament,
就是说一天里边你就是读这么三节, 三章的圣经。
If you read three chapters a day,
一年里头你就完成你那个要该做的任务了。
Then you'll be able to read the Bible through once a year.
不单是完全那个任务，并且有赚了。
Not only do you finish your task, the mission, but you have, you gain something.
因为一年的里边，你绝对不会只是读一遍的新约，你一遍新约读了一遍，再多加一点。
Because I'm sure you will not only just follow two chapters of the Old Testament and one in the New, I'm sure you'll read more than that.
旧约里头你也不会只是读了两章，这是一年的读了两遍。你一定是这连两遍以后还要加上一点。
You'll probably read more than two chapters of the Old Testament each day.
是弟兄姊妹们，你多读。
So brothers and sisters, read much.
你硬读。
And, just read hard.
你会看见，你要丰丰富富把神的话语存在你心里头，一点不是困扰的事。
Therefore, it would not be difficult at all to have the Word of God dwell in you richly.
一个最大困扰的是，就是还是要回到那个最基本的态度来说。
But the most difficult for us would be going back to the basic attitude we have reading the Word of God.
常很自然地跑出一个问题来。
Very naturally, this question will arise.
我读圣经干什么？
Why is it I'm reading the Bible for?
我读跟不读有什么关系？
What is the difference, reading or not?
这个是一个基本态度的问题。
That is a basic issue without attitude.
如果基本的态度没有建立好，你读经真的是读不下去的。
If we do not establish the right attitude, then we just cannot read into the Bible.
还要谈到要死读。
And then you have to read, and just read hard.
那就不必再谈死读了。
Then we don't need to read and read and read.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你留意到，你先建立了一个方法，你就是。不管是怎么样，我就是要这样把神的话语吸收到我里面来。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, just have this, in your mindset that no matter what, I'm just going to read the Word of God and do all that I can to absorb the Word of God.
那当然，我也在这里也跟弟兄们可以这样说说。
Of course, I can also mention this with brothers and sisters.
你真的是读到也是非常没有办法明白的。
When you do get into scripture that you just cannot understand,
你可以暂时的说，这个留下来以后我再读。
Perhaps you can put that aside and get to it later.
我不一下子就把它读明白。
I won't be able to understand it completely fully.
我就从字面上读过，我就让它过去。
I'll just read it as it is written and let it pass.
等到第二次你再读到那个地方的时候
，But the next time around when I get to the same passage，
也许你就会发觉了。
Perhaps you discover。
上次我读的很一点都不明白。
Last time when I read this passage， I did not understand at all。
这次读上来的时候好像有点意思了。
But now when I read it this time， I have some understanding。
弟兄姊妹，你就会发觉了。
Then brothers and sisters， you'll discover。
你是可以在那个时候不必 花时间在那里拼命转转转，我一定要读明白了，不然的话我怎么读下去？
Then you discover no longer do you have to read that passage until you fully understand it before you go on.
不明白就让它不明白。
If you do not understand, let it be.
但是神话语的字句却留在你里头。
Yet the letter of the word has entered into you.
等到一天时间到了。
One day in the fullness of time.
神叫你就在那里看到。
God will show you.
你以前不明白的。对你还是有那个功用在那里。
What you did not understand previously still has its function there.
今天要稍微多占一点时间。
Today I have to borrow a little bit of time.
那就说到，那我们这个三读里头，那要怎么去读？
Now in these three points of read, how do we do so?
我觉得在一些告诉我们怎么去读经的书里头，不管他们用的方法是怎么样，但是他们提出有几个点，这几个点我们是非常对我们有作用的。
Now in these three points of reading, in all these other how to read books, there are many points, but there are some points that are very useful to us.
就是我们在读的时候，不管你是怎么样来读。
That is when we do read the Word of God, regardless of how we do so.
你必定要留意有几方面的事。
Now, there are a few areas that we need to take note of.
在英文那一方面来讲，他们就说有五个 W.
In the English wording, there is five W's you need to pay attention to.
在我们中文就很难说是有几个什么特别的那个字母来那个字那个文字来把它表达。
There is no unique character in the Chinese to explain what to pay attention to.
但是也不是一个很大的困难。
But it's not too difficult.
那我想弟兄姊妹你要注意的，那有五个什么 W?
Now what is the five W's that we need to take note of?
第一个
，the first W。
是谁说的话？
Is the word who?
当然，当你看到谁说的话的时候，你同时要注意向谁说话。
Therefore, this who is not only who said this word, but to whom are these words spoken to?
这里头就给我们看到一个很重要的问题。
So this shows us a very important point.
我们留意到圣经是神说的话。
We note.That the Bible is the word of God.
那么是在神说的话，神是对谁来说呢？
Therefore, this is the word spoken by God.
你必须看到，不是对别人说，是对我这个人来说。
So we must see these words are not spoken to any other but me.
因此，在这一点上，我们就注意了，圣经上面的说话是对我来说的。
Therefore, in this point of who, we have to take note of that the Bible is speaking to me.
但神说的话里头常常会引用到历史上一些人物他们所发生过的事情。
But many of the spoken word of God will be based on historical people and events.
但是我们要注意的不是那个历史上发生了什么事情。
But what we pay attention to is not what happened in history.
是那一个事情现在从神的话里头说出来了。
But now this event is spoken to us from the word of God.
那这个话对我有什么作用？
Then how is this word spoken to me?
就碰到了是神圣上谁来说话呢？
Then this is the matter of who is the word spoken to?
那这个是我们在读经的时候我们还需要注意的。
This is what we need to pay attention to when we read the Bible.
许多人读经的读过了就是读过了。
Many would read the Bible, I've done my job.
但是没有留意到。
But they did not take note.
神今天对我说了什么话?
What is God saying to me today?
这是头一个 W.
This is the first W.
里头是一个是谁,谁说话,谁听话。
And so, this W is who is speaking and what is it saying to you?
第二个事情你要注意。
The second matter.
当神在那里说话了。
When God is speaking.
他在哪里说话?
Where is God speaking?
那这个事也很重要的。
This is also very important.
重要的是什么？
Why?
就是说神在哪里说话，你就知道那一个事情，神说话的那个事情的内容，那个环境上的根据是什么。
When we know where God is speaking those words, then we know the content of those words, what the circumstances are.
啊, 比方说,
For example,
我举个例子就好了,
just one example.
在伊甸园,
In the Garden of Eden,
人堕落了,
man fell.
神来, 给他们说话了,
God came to speak with man.
神就跟他们说了一些话,
God spoke some words to man.
那其中, 我提一点, 其中, 只是轻轻提一点,
I'll just slightly mention one point, not as a whole.
神对亚当夏娃在那里说话,
God is speaking to Adam and Eve.
他只有说到一件事情,
he speaks one thing.
女人的后裔要上蛇的头, 昨天我们提过的,
we mentioned this point yesterday, that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head.
你留意这个话,
when you pay attention to these words,
你我不能懂的,
you and I cannot understand. What is the seed of the woman?
当然也没有男人的后裔,
of course, not the seed of man.
但是神就在那里特别地说,
but God specially said there, the seed of the woman.
这是什么话?
What is that all about?
女人, 但怎么会女人会有人有后裔?
How could it be that there is the seed of the woman?
那弟兄姊妹,
then, brothers and sisters, you must know.
在那一个地方来说这句话,
God is speaking those words at that place.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
当然我们以后我们就知道了,
of course later on we know.
那个时候人堕落的那个起头,
that is at the beginning of man's fall.
引出来的人堕落的结果是非常的严重,
and the result of the fall is very severe.
那人还有前途吗?
Does man still have a future?
是在这样的一个光景的底下,
it is under this circumstance.
神说出了女人的后裔,
God speaks these words, seed of the woman.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
当时你不一定懂,
at that time you may not understand.
一些学者我们都会懂,
perhaps now.
神在那一个人最需要的时候, 就说出了神要人看见, 人在神的面前, 按照当时的情况来说是没有前途, 但是神现在说出一句话, 就给人看见, 还是有前途。
And under those circumstances, what is most needful for man, that is where God spoke those words, that because of the fall, there is no future for man, but God spoke those words to tell man there is still yet a future.
那我只是举这么一个例子,
I just give you that example.
当我们读经的时候, 我们要同时要注意神在什么环境或者什么地方里头说那个话。
Therefore, when we read the Bible, we have to pay attention to where those words are spoken and what situation that they are in.
连同就有第三个问题，第三个W爬出来。
This will bring us to the third W.
就是神什么时候说那个话。
That is when God spoke those words.
就用作刚才的那一个女人的后裔这件事情来说。
So I go back to that example of the seed of the woman.
你就留意到了神在什么时候说这个话。
Then you know when did God say these words.
是人在 不知道自己的需要, 但神知道人的需要, 神预先就告诉人说, 有这么一个拯救在那里。
That is, even when man does not know what their need is, but God has already proclaimed to man, there is that salvation there.
这个是就着那一件事情来说,
now, this is speaking to that particular matter.
但是神什么时候不是只有那一种环境?
But when is not only that particular situation.
我们留意到圣经里面常说到许多关乎一些, 神要做的事情, 但是在当时神没有做, 到以后再做。
We take note of many instances throughout the Bible when God spoke those words, it's not their need at that time, but God tells them ahead.
那因此我们就用昨天我们提过的这个例子来说。
As an example of what we mentioned yesterday.
比方说以色列的复国的问题。
When we spoke on Israel reviving its nation.
那弟兄姊妹们, 神说了那句话, 说了多少年, 要2000多年以后,
God have already spoken those words a long time ago, 2,000 years ago.
这个事情才发生,
and then it took place.
那因此弟兄说当你留意神的话的时候, 你不能说神现在说话就是现在对我说。
So when we say this is when God spoke the word, so he's saying it to me now.
事情现在就要出现,
and so it will appear now.
不,
no.
你要注意神说话的, 关乎时间的那个关,
then we have to pay attention to the time when the word was spoken.
然后第四个 W 要常跑出来。
And then the fourth W.
什么？
What is that?
神说的是什么？
What? What is it that God is saying?
神说那些事情，就是神说的那个是什么事情？
What is it that God is saying?
我们必须要把它弄清楚。
We must be very clear.
神说这个话是怎么样的一个事情会发生？
What is it that God is saying? That it has taken place.
我们知道了神说要发生的那个事情。
Now we know that when God says this will take place.
那我们接触到那一个事情的时候，我们就知道了。
When we encounter that matter, then we realize.
神在那里的管理和安排。
We see the sovereignty and the arrangement of God.
不详细说了，明天我会跟弟兄姊妹说的比较细一点。
I won't get into this now, but tomorrow I'll get into that.
末了的一个 W.
The last W.
就是为什么神会这样说
？That is why. Why is God saying this?
神为什么这样说呢
？Why is God saying this?
那就说到神的说话的目的和神说话的那一个依据了。
Then that shows us the purpose of these words and the foundation of these words.
当然，一碰到这个依据的时候，你知道那是跟神永远的旨意一定连上关系的。
Of course, the foundation of these words.Is always connected to the eternal purpose of God.
但是从具体的那个事情来说呢，你看到神说这个话的那个原因是在那里，神要在那些话里头要解决所发生的那个难处。
But from those words, we know why God is speaking those words. What is the purpose? What is the hardship, the difficulty that God will take care of?
那这几个 W 是我们在读经的时候我们不能忽略的。
Now these five W's are things that we cannot neglect when we read the Bible.
简单不简单呢？
Are they simple?
很简单。
Very simple.
你能用得上这五个 W?
When you're able to use these five W's,
那么我们在读经的时候我们就找到一个很容易进入神的话的路。
Then we're able to have a channel to help us to enter into the Word of God more easily.
但是你进入神的话要进到多深多丰富的
But how deep and how abundant can we enter into the word of God?
那是有另外的学习
There are other lessons we can learn.
当我们真开始要进入神的话的时候
But when we learn to begin to enter into the word of God,
我们必须要好好的学会掌握这五个 W.
We must first learn to exercise well these five W's.
我们是在感谢我们的神
Indeed, we thank our God.
因为当我们是这样的去接触神的话的时候
when we encounter the word of God in this way,
神的话就我向我们发出亮光。
The word of God will shed forth light to us.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他说在他的话里头。
He said that in his word.
我们能接受一个恩典。
We can receive this grace.
那个什么恩典呢
?What is that grace?
那是叫做光中见光的恩典。
That is this grace of seeing light in his light.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
虽然话语很难表达的神让我们所要学习的那些功课。
Even though it's very difficult to express in words the lesson which God desires for us to learn.
但是我们总得要从最基本的事情上来开始，开始的对，开始的准确。那这样我们进入神的荣耀的丰富的里面，
Never
就更有。把握和恩典。
Nevertheless, we have to have a beginning. As we begin somewhere, we have to begin accurately and correctly so that we can enter into the abundance of God's arrangement.
对不起，过了一点时间。
I apologize for going over time.
我就今天下午就停在这。
I will end here this afternoon.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我求你借着圣灵的引导，把我们带进你的心意里。
Lord, may you lead us into your heart's desire through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们在追求认识你的自己的事上面，我们找到一个你合你心意的路。
So in this matter of pursuing to come to know you, we will find a way that is pleasing to you.
借着这样的带领，把我们带入你自己的丰富和怜悯里。
Through such guidance, lead us into your abundance and your mercy.
也吸引我们更多的追求，活在你的圣洁和公义的事实里。
Draw us to live even the more in your holiness and your righteousness.
感谢我们的主。
We thank you, Lord.
因为你把你的话赏给我们。
Because you give us your word.
我们仰望我们的主。
We look to thee, Lord.
叫我们能享用你丰富的话语所带给我们的各样的祝福。
That we can enjoy all the abundance and blessings where you, your precious word grants to us.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We commit this to you in prayer in the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.